Good morning. This is Sunday, the 30th day of December 2018. We've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit. Now we look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus. And as much as He told us, gosh, I think 13 and a half or 14 years ago, that He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about this coming week. So we re-enter the sacred silence, saying, "We're ready, Jesus, whenever you are."
I am with you. I can be heard and felt and known by any but those who will open their hearts to experience my presence in their everyday lives. No life upon earth in a different way. In a magnificent and glorious way. For every day begins anew. Every day brings a promise . Every day holds possibilities. And the excitement of all of it is you have the opportunity to take that which comes to you and create something new, something that hasn't been experienced before. Do not give up or relinquish the opportunity to create anew. And this means having the faith and the courage not to run from that which comes to you, but to turn and face it and open your arms as if you know the power that is you, as if you know there's creative work to do. Do not let the days of your life slip by without seizing the opportunity to create as only you can create. For there is much to do. Most of you hearing these words or reading these words are in the midst of a time on earth which gives you the opportunity to reconnect in memory of my birth upon the earth. And during this same time, there is preparation for the closing, the ending of a year, and the opening, the beginning of a year. But it has become the practice of those living in the world created by man to experience this time in a rather chaotic fashion. There's much expectation. There's much preparation. And the preparation very rarely has to do with prayer and meditation and peace, and more to do with frantic searching for gifts and wrapping gifts and attending parties, decorating, traveling, all leading to one day which seems to explode in its presentation and then is over. And as the dust settles within somewhere, you begin to wonder, is that all it is? I can assure you it's more. Much more. There is more to explore. But it is done within. The worldly way of preparing for Christmas can be exhausting, tiring, wear you down, and fill you with anything but a sacred spirit of peace. And just as you begin to recover somewhat, from the frantic days before Christmas, the celebrations for the new year begin. And they too can be exhausting, leaving you empty within. You can always tell the importance someone places on a particular person or an event by the way they prepare for it. I ask you to begin to view these special times of the year which come to you in a more quiet way, in a thoughtful, mindful way. Because every day is just as sacred as Christmas Day. And I can say this because Christmas is set forth to be a celebration, a commemoration, a day in memory of my birth upon the earth. But I can assure you I would choose for you to celebrate it in a different way. But I would also choose for you to celebrate every day, assigning every day the sacred meaning it holds. I was not born upon the earth the way anyone expected. At the very beginning, I was rejected by the world. No one would take us in. There was no room for me. I was born on the outer edges, not well received. and this was not the arrival most had envisioned or expected. But it was important it be done this way, quietly, outside, in a place that was sacred and sweet, untainted by the ways of the world. Everything about my conception and birth was miraculous, a gift of the realm of spirit. And to make it all happen required that I be surrounded with those who could see the angels, dream the angels, know the angels, and follow as they were directed. But it was quiet. It was all done in a sacred way. This message coming to you today is to prompt you in a most gentle way to take the journey within today and restore peace within your inner landscape. Peace is such a beautiful word, no matter what the language. The words used to say peace are beautiful, and they carry the energy of peace. Therefore, say often, peace be with you. You can give no better gift than peace. Peace be with you. Set aside the ways of the world. Set aside all your expecting and longing and hoping. And be still. Prepare for the coming of a new year quietly. Let the new year come quietly. Treat it as a sacred beginning to the continuation of your journey upon the earth. Prepare yourself for the coming year by establishing peace within, so that come the first day of the new year, you can stand up and know you are walking into the unknown, carrying the power of a peaceful presence that is you.